Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about a dream book? Yes, you heard me right, dream book. Would you like to have one? Have you ever wanted to know what you can do to become financially independent? Tell me, do you know what you need to do in today's economy? Yeah. Have you ever heard about goal setting? If not, you're going to hear about it today. Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guests who are success coaches extraordinaire. They have provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational messages. Before I introduce my first guest, I would love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you have during our interview today. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my first guest. He is a 24-year veteran of the financial services industry. He built a successful advisory business from scratch, starting out with nothing but a burning desire to succeed and total faith in himself. His ability to adapt and belief in a higher power that, if you're a good person, really care and want to utilize your God-given abilities for the greater good to help people live better lives, you will succeed. My guest graduated from Binghamton University with honors in French and Spanish. He speaks both languages fluently and works with the Latino community. He spent his junior year of college in Madrid, Spain, and Paris, France, and traveled throughout Europe. To this day, he cites this experience as being the most influential in his life, helping him view life through other people's vantage points, a key skill in professional selling. When he got out of college, he began working as a financial advisor at several small startup firms, got kicked around, kicked in the teeth as many times, having to learn the ropes at each new firm. Not only did he overcome the obstacles of building a clientele from scratch, but he also had to overcome just about every style boss imaginable on Wall Street. To help himself, this success coach availed himself of any and every way to educate himself on selling professionally. He's listened to thousands of tapes, CDs, attended hundreds of seminars, read hundreds of newsletters, and to this day never misses the opportunities to improve his practice and his life. One of his core values is giving back to society for the blessings he's been giving. So he provides free seminars, investment clubs, and financial literacy programs at diverse locations like the New York Stock Exchange, the Museum of American Finance. He holds the AAMS designation from the College for Financial Planning. His favorite original quote is, "There is a solution to everything. You just have to find it." My guest lives in Westfield, New Jersey, with his wife, Teresa, and 8-year-old son, Keith. I am so pleased to welcome back to our show again, William DeVroe. Hi, William. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, January. Thank you so much. Again, I'm honored to be brought back on your show.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back, and you're now a success coach with Successimo, and you have an article and 2 audios posted, and you also are featured at the Successimo blog. So we're thrilled to have you with us.
Equally thrilled to be here.
Today I wanted to talk about a wonderful book that you've put together, and it's called Dream Book. Our advisors, your dreams, more within reach. And this is just brilliant. I've had a wonderful time looking at it. What prompted you to write this book?
Okay. With all due respect, I have to admit that it's my company that created this.
Uh-huh.
But that's
okay.
The reason why I joined my company, because they are completely forward-looking, and it's all about dreams and goals and moving forward to self-actualization. And it really fit into what I believe. And so I will give credit to my firm for doing it, but it is a wonderful, I call it a goal-setting workshop for manifesting everything you'd want in all areas of your life.
Oh, it's wonderful. I was looking at the page 3, and it says, put your dreams more within reach. And what milestones and mild pebbles do you see in the future? What sort of things do people write down for the milestones? And I like that mile pebble. So those are the little things we see in the future.
Yes, that's cute. Evidently, there was some good marketing research behind that. One of the things that I have in my office is a huge, it's a dreamscape, let's call it, all pictures that evoke the dreams that I want to achieve.
Okay.
From a bodybuilder who's in great shape to people living the good life on a boat on the water. The visuals are very, very powerful. And this dream book says giving voice to your goals. That's a little bit auditory, like you're hearing voices, your inner voice, and then you want to express them through goals. As an example, we've done this with many, many clients. Just as an example, climb Mount Kilimanjaro, play the banjo in a talent show. Even basic things like be there when my kids get home from school.
Right, right.
Goal, put my child through college debt-free. Annual vacations a priority and go places we've never been. Play in the World Series of Poker. Own a winery and produce fine wine. Drive a Porsche on the Autobahn in Stuttgart. Buy a zoo. Actually, there was just a movie about that, right? We bought a zoo. No. Go to Italy and finish. So the dreams and goals are as diverse as the people setting them.
And they can be as amazing, or they don't have to be the practical, everyday things you grind out. You encourage people to dream big.
Absolutely.
And you ask them, what would you like to achieve in life? But then you also ask an even better question, I think, and it is, what would you like to avoid? And what are the sort of things that people want to avoid?
I think being in my profession, one of the things is outliving their money.
Yes.
Too much month at the end of the money, as they say. That's really the big risk. You know, when you define risk, everyone's, I don't want to lose money. We don't want you to outlive your money, because people are living longer now with medical technology. People are living into their 90s. And the big risk is not having income available during those years.
Oh, yeah. And especially in these economic times, people are really, a lot of people have lost their pensions, their retirements. It's been pretty difficult for a lot of people who are already in retirement. And it's important to help people make plans, plan ahead, realistically. And on page 5, what would you like to do? And you talk about career, lifestyle, volunteer work, interesting, learning, relaxing and enjoying life. This is a page where you really take stock of where you are and where you want to go, don't you?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, my wife is, she's now working with the 5 o'clock club because she's looking to make a career change. And they have them do this 40-year vision. I'm like, 40 years? Let's see, we'll be 85 by then. But it's really not too long because that's going to drive what you do in year 30, 20, 10, 5, and now. You really want to set those goals and then work backwards and create a plan as to what is going to have to an action plan, what is going to have to happen for us to arrive at that end point.
Mm-hmm. And I like the part where you stress volunteer work because it's so important for people to realize that the more they give, the more they get. And when you're volunteering and helping others, it's just it just opens up your world. And I think that's what Successimo is all about.
As Dr. Wayne Dyer says, it's impossible to do a good for somebody or some organization without actually doing good for yourself. People don't understand sometimes. They get caught up in this world that giving is getting. It's the same thing.
Yeah, people miss that. And you talk about relaxing and enjoying life. Spend more time with your family. Read more. Restore an old car. Make quilts, garden. Write a novel. You know, these are all things that people think about, but they never have the time to do it. And it's so important to make your dreams come true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very important to do it systematically. I would say quarterly is good.
Mm-hmm.
You can never do it too much. I do Sunday night, I do a goal setting for the week, my top 10 goals for the week, both business and personally. And I think it's in the strategy. It's in the definition of success, as I put it in, was the progressive realization of predetermined worthwhile goals. We do the predetermining of that.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday night, I determine what are my goals for the week.
Okay.
And it's very empowering when you look back after the week and see that 80 or 90% of them are done.
Yeah,
it begs the question, what else can I achieve? And how bold should my goals be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's writing it down. When we come back from our commercial break, I want you to address the advantages and the benefits of writing things down. Also, when we come back, Bill, I'd like you to share your website information and share with our listeners how they can get your book. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think, learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my wonderful guest today, William DeBrow, sharing his Successimo stories. Bill, could you give us your website information and share with my listeners how they can find and where your book is available?
Okay. If they email me at www.AmeriPriseAdvisors, that's AmeriPrise, Advisors, AdvisorS.com / William.M, as in Michael, dot Dobrow. Again, www.AmeriPriseAdvisors.com / William.M.Dobrow. I would be glad to send an email version of the Dream Book to your audience. And they can also sign up for one of the webinar dates as well via that email address.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That's great information. I love the book. It's so well done, and it's so encouraging. Now, let's talk about people writing things down when they're trying to visualize their future. How important is it to write things down?
Extremely, because that's how you program your subconscious, and that's why goal setting is so successful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over time, you'll find that 80% of your goals are achieved, and the other 20 you may want to move forward to the next year or look back and say, why did I not achieve it? Is it really something that I believe in, that I really want? So you can be flexible and amend that. Again, it's the programming of your subconscious mind, which is why you need to write it down. Otherwise, it's just a hope, a hope, a wish, a wish. And it really does need to be in writing, or it's just a wish.
Oh, yeah. You know, on page 7, you talk about who do you want to spend time with? And, of course, you have your spouse or your partner, family, friends. And then you have new friends. And you ask the question, how can you meet new people? And then what I love, Bill, is on the right side of the page, you have ideas for building friendships. Make friends with co-owners. Build a bond with other pet owners. Now, we found in our community, we're in a sort of retirement community. Most people have animals, and what a great bonding experience it is.
Right.
Meet other parents at children's activities, spiritual activities, travel, become a health and fitness buddy, join professional or associations, get involved in local politics, and join online and catch up with old friends and classmates. So those are brilliant ideas to help people engage and add energy to their lives. And then it says, where do you see yourself living? What do you think about that?
Very important. I spent my junior year in Madrid and Paris. Uh-huh. That's what I come up with. My ideal leisure life would be, I'd like to be on the Mediterranean somewhere in a villa, a boat. That's where I'd like to spend time, and traveling throughout Europe, because the history is incredible.
Well, I think it's important to be, if you can, be close to family, especially as you get older. And I think you need to be locate near activities you love, sporting activities, community theater, you know, things that will enrich your life. I think, and of course, you have to live close to work. That's also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question, your next page 11 is, where do you dream of going? Now you dream of going back to Europe. What do most people dream about?
Again, who are you going to spend the time with? What kind of leisure activities will be available? It's very important to put all this in writing, because when people retire, if they don't know what they're moving towards, that's when they get depressed. They don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Very important to have that mapped out for pre-retirees.
Yeah. You know, you have a fact in your book, the most expensive states for food and lodgings for two people are, this is very interesting, Hawaii, $793, Washington, D.C., $575, New York, $320, I thought it would have been higher, Nevada, $301, and Florida, $289. So it looks to me like location determines your expenditures and how expensive it is to exist in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most retired people are looking for a place that'll fit into their budget. Yeah.
I think no matter what, where you are, you have to just predetermine that you're going to be happy and you're going to enjoy your life.
Absolutely.
And then,
now,
of course, look back and see, well, what is it that's going to make me enjoy my life? What do I love to do? What are my core passions? Do I want to volunteer? Do I want at a school? Do I want to teach? How do I want to give back? And
mm-hmm.
to really enjoy those golden years. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who don't know about this and, you know, either may not be able to retire or, you know, will not retire on their own terms. And we're trying to help decrease that scenario.
You know, on page 13, you have this fact. Did you know an American male who reaches age 65 in good health has a 50% chance of living to age 85 and a 25% chance of living to age 92? Wow, that's impressive. What do you recommend people do to protect their health?
Definitely movement. Got to, as Weight Watchers says, move more. And
move it or lose it.
Exactly. A consistent workout program.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the inputs of probably 80% of it is what you're actually putting in your body. And that's what I'm learning over time as I'm losing weight is it's what goes in that's more important than you could exercise all day long. If you then go home and have Twinkies, it's over.
Yeah.
In an extreme example. But it's really important. As one of my former trainers said, you could do everything right in here in the gym and go home, and 80% of it's what you do at the dinner table.
Right, right.
So
and
it's
then,
both exercise and diet.
Diet, yeah. And
I think
mental,
there's another thing, too, January, is some kind of meditation is really important.
Right, right.
Take care of the spiritual side of oneself.
Go to concerts, play chess. Write a book. Well, I don't know about write a book. That could take you down.
Not in your case.
Been there, done that. Healthcare, and that's important to learn what all your benefits. And then the hypothetical question, I think this is a very interesting question. How do you want to make a difference? That's a big question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. For myself personally, anywhere where I can go to make that difference is where I will gravitate to.
Uh-huh.
As an example, there's a gentleman in my town in Westfield who for 20 years has been trying to get the respect for Charles Adams, the cartoonist who created the Adams family.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the Westfield Historical Society, no. Everyone says no, no, no. When I heard that, I got involved with that. And now, as an example, today at 4:15, we're unveiling the first Adams family art gallery at the historic Rialto Theater in Westfield. We're having a lot of press.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so happy for this guy that I was able to help him. And I gravitated to him because I knew I could make an impact.
Oh, yeah. And that's,
and
you
that
know,
feels
what,
great. I don't even want any spotlight whatsoever. I just want to see him shine. And he's going to be getting a lot of press from this today.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, that I think is one of the things that does make a big difference. And it's actually why I got involved in Successimo, because it's an opportunity to help communities and nonprofits. And it's an easy way to do it without asking for money. It's,
in these tough times, nonprofits are really hurting.
I know, yeah.
So if you can't help with money, help with your time if you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've had a good response to that part of our program where people can just do a few minutes a day. They get points, and then they can be applied for their charities or causes. Now, you ask hypothetically what brings you happiness. For many, money alone does not buy happiness.
Right.
Having a vision for the future and planning for that vision are as important as money in achieving a fulfilling life.
Correct.
No truer words have ever been spoken.
Right.
And I think that your dream book is a step in the right direction, and I think it helps people focus and get their priorities. Don't you agree?
Yeah. By the way, when I go to the gym, I bring my dream books with me to give out to people.
Oh, that's a good idea.
When I go to Weight Watchers, I've given it out because they're all about dreams and goals and what are you going to do exercise-wise and to get to reach your goals in the fitness area. We call it physical fitness versus fiscal fitness.
Yes.
Both are very important. The dream book is what we call planning beyond the numbers. When people fill out a dream book, typically they will use that to do a financial plan. Because it's the reasons why behind everything that are important. So with all the financial numbers, et cetera, it's the real dreams and goals that drive our process.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to help them define and achieve them.
Absolutely. This is such a wonderful service that you're providing. You know, Bill, I like to always – I ask my guests this question because I think it's part of the success story most people share. When you were in your quest for your successful life, tell me, did you have any setbacks or defining moments that changed the course of your life, things that you didn't expect, things that were kind of a surprise, but in reality they turned out to be things that helped you become successful? Could you share something on that order with us?
Sure. As I had mentioned one other time that, let's call it in the beginning of my career, I was fired on the spot. There was nothing that led me to believe that it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was just on a whim. Told to take my goods out that day. My whole office had to be transported down to the bottom of 140 Broadway, and I was bawling, you know, crying in the cab. And what happened was, you know, once you gain a little bit of perspective, and of course you go running and you work out to get rid of the stress.
Uh-huh.
You gain a little bit of perspective, a little bit of meditation. I had Joyce as my success coach, Joyce Barry, and she helped me see that we're going to use this as a kick upstairs to a better future. And when I went to my new firm, I got a payout that paid for my wedding. So perspective is important. Initially, when bad things happen, and they seem horrible at the time, but you have to look for the seed of opportunity in those obstacles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, when you look back on your life, was there anything you would do differently?
I would have played sports on a competitive level. I feel like, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm a waist size. I wish I would have played football or baseball.
Okay.
On a competitive, you know, above like Little League.
Uh-huh,
that's something I can't get that back.
Well, unfortunately, none of us can. So for any young people who are listening, I think it's very, very important to assess your life and do the things that you really, really want to do, the things you enjoy, because you don't want to look back and have too many regrets. I think we always
have.
That's
absolutely true. A lot of people in their 70s,
uh-huh.
So if I could have done one thing differently, it would have been start saving and investing in my 20s.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Extremely important. What should people in their 20s do? And my trainer in the gym is in his 20s. I offered to do that kind of a seminar for his fraternity brothers as an example.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it's very important to get that savings habit started early, because there's nothing like 30, 40, 50 years of compounding with time to help you attain a nest egg at retirement, and you can never get time back. So, and I think people age 8 to 10, as early as 8 to 10, should start goal setting as well.
Well, you know, I agree, because I think they should teach young children in school the power of compounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a great thing for them to grasp at an early age, instead of going out and spending their money, the value in saving. That's wonderful advice, Bill.
No.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for coming on the show today, and I hope
that
you
will. Again, I am honored, January. Anytime you call me, I will be on your show.
Wonderful. And we look forward to you posting more learning activities and sharing your wisdom with us.
Do you want me to mention the dates for the webinars?
Oh, yes. Go right ahead.
Okay. So what we've done is twice a week for 3 weeks, once during the business day and once in the evening. So Tuesday and Thursday, June 5th and 7th, 12 p.m. on Tuesday, June 5th, 8 p.m. Thursday, June 7th. The next week, Monday, June 11th, 12 p.m. in the afternoon. Wednesday, June 13th, 8 p.m. And then Tuesday, June 19th at 1 p.m. And Thursday, June 21st, 9 p.m.
Wonderful.
Anybody who emails me, I will get them the dream book in advance.
Okay. Thank you so much. And be sure to go to William's website. It's posted on our blog talk show. And we'll be right back with our next guest after a brief message with some information about your host today.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back to the second half of our interview, sharing Successimal stories with January Jones. Now let me ask you a question. Would you like to be healthier? Who wouldn't? Would you like to learn how to age gracefully? Can you imagine eating a longevity diet, learning all the secrets? Do you ever want to know the 7 habits of the longest living people in the world? Tell me, when was the last time you heard you should act like a caveman? Not for a while. Or better yet, are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to the second half of our show. Let me tell you a little bit about our next guest. He is the founder and head nutritionist of Rose Nutrition Center in West Los Angeles. Our guest has been in practice for 19 years and has helped thousands of clients, including some of the top names in Hollywood, achieve their health goals. He holds a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in nutrition, and a certification in nutrition counseling. He has been a radio commentator for the Natural Health Link radio program on KIEV-AM Los Angeles, and he is a former co-host of the one-hour weekly program Home Nutrition on KYPAM Los Angeles. And his current radio show, Speaking of Health, airs right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show for the first time Sam Rose. Hi, Sam. How are you today?
January, I'm great, and I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you on the show, and I've been looking forward to our interview because I want to know why we should behave like cavemen.
Well, That's shorthand for basically stepping back within the boundaries that nature established for us when we first, you know, came onto this earth. Back in the Paleolithic era, our lives were governed by natural forces. This was before we decided that we knew better than nature and started to plant things, and which led to a whole series of events, including a man-made world that we all live in today that's governed by man-made forces. And we're all suffering to varying degrees from living in a man-made world. But a caveman acted a lot like other animals back then, and pretty much by instinct. In other words, we didn't try to outthink nature. We didn't try to second-guess nature. We just behaved in a way that was natural by virtue of the fact that we lived in a natural environment. Mm-hmm. So behaving like a caveman is just shorthand for stepping back within the boundaries, natural boundaries, nature established for human beings that we no longer honor. And we can talk about each of those things.
Right. And, you know, it seems like nowadays there's so much synthetic in our food, in our lives, and the caveman actually had to survive in a most natural way. I think there's a trend with people trying to get back to natural, healthy living and eating. Don't you agree?
Well, I can only hope because that is where that's where our salvation lies in terms of our health as a country. We are so far off the mark. I was watching an HBO special last night, The Weight of the Nation.
Uh-huh.
And according to the people being interviewed, 68% of Americans at this point are overweight or obese.
Oh, my God.
Diabetes is epidemic, and the fallout from diabetes is really ugly. But eating food that is natural is just the first step in a process of living more naturally. And what that means is eating fuel that's designed by nature and not man. Basically what that means is that we want to eat things that grow in the ground and that are recognizable. In other words, when you go into a supermarket, if you take a look at a piece of celery, you would recognize that in nature. If you look at about any other produce in the produce aisle, you would recognize that as come from nature. But if you go into the middle aisles in the boxes where everything is processed and refined and has a million ingredients in it, that stuff is not designed by nature, and the body does not process it in a way that serves the body. In other words, there is a shortfall of raw materials in that quote unquote food stuff that does not allow the body to keep itself in good working order. So the shorthand, the simplest way of saying, you know, eat a more natural diet would be to eat things that grow in the ground, or that eat things that are growing in the ground, meaning animals that eat things that grow in the ground, or vegetables that grow in the ground. So it's not complicated.
No, it's not. And if you look at a package and you read the ingredients and you can't pronounce the words.
Right, that's right. That's
a pretty good indication that you probably shouldn't be eating that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going, now what are the seven habits of the world's longest living people? These are seven things our listeners can do today.
Well, yes. I can list them for you. And the first thing would be what we eat, and that would be foods that grow in the ground or that eat things that are grown in the ground. The second habit would be habits around eating. In other words, there are ways of eating that allow the body to digest properly and absorb properly. It's not just enough to put something in our mouth. We have to chew it thoroughly. We have to be relaxed when we're eating or our digestive system is in a brownout and will not function properly. If we're multitasking, I think, half the meals people eat are served through a car window.
Right.
So we're driving a car or in a meeting. And if we're multitasking, we're not digesting very well either. So the second habit of of long-lived people are is that they honor the time that they set aside to eat. Not only do they eat the right things, but they honor the time, and they do not try to do more with that time than to receive what the nutrition the food has to offer. The next thing would be detoxification. Now, back when we were cavemen, there were alternating cycles of scarcity and abundance, natural cycles of scarcity and abundance. And during cycles of scarcity, our bodies did a natural detoxification where digestive energy converted into cleansing energy, and the body did a sort of a house cleaning a minimum of twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
These days, there is no scarcity. So there's no time when the body has an opportunity to take a break from eating, channel digestive energy into cleansing, and get rid of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to sort of set that time aside on our own. We have to just determine a couple of times a year, spring and fall are two great times, to do a 3-day or a 10-day period of time where we allow our body to get rid of old garbage. Because a body that's laboring under the weight of garbage is not going to last very long. So that would be the third thing. The fourth thing would be to lead an active life. Back when we were cavemen, an active life was natural. If we weren't active, we'd either be eaten by another animal or we'd starve to death. You know? So an active life was just a natural factor back when we were living as other animals did on this planet. These days, we work behind desks. We get to work in our cars. Then after work, we sit on a couch and watch television.
Right.
people sit for 10 hours a day on average in America, which is more time than they sleep. And there's a recent study that just came out that said that all that sitting is putting us at risk for the degenerative diseases that do most people in, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And getting to the gym for 45 minutes to an hour, 3 days a week, doesn't cancel the risk.
Oh, really?
In other words, it's more important to be active than it is to exercise.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yeah. So that would be the fourth key, would be to lead a more active life. And that means getting a little bit creative about finding ways to get a little bit of activity into your day so that, like, I'd say 2 or 3 hours of moving around as opposed to sitting around for 10 hours at a time and then going to the gym for 45 minutes 3 days a week.
Getting out and walking the dog is a big thing to do, isn't it?
It is, and most people have to do that twice a day.
Twice a day. You know, Sam, we're going to hear from our sponsor, and when we come back, we will talk to you about 5, 6, and 7 things the longest living people do. Also, when we come back, I'd love to have you share your website information, and I want to talk about your book, The Way Back.
Great.
We'll be right back with Sam Rose.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, Successimo.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a Successimo subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with my guest today, Sam Rose, the host of Speaking of Health, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Sam, could you share with our listeners your website information and tell us a little bit about your book, The Way Back?
Sure. Well, my website is www.rosenutrition.com, R-O-S-E-N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. And I've just actually finished revamping it, so it's got lots of bells and whistles now.
Oh, good,
As a matter of fact, I'm offering a free longevity report to anybody who's interested. If they go on, they just click on that. And when they get the free report, they also automatically get signed up for a an audio series of about 45 four-minute audios. They get one a week that I talk about various popular topics from a nutritional point of view. So there's quite a bit of information that they can get absolutely for free.
Okay.
The Way Back, my book, I just was looking for a way of conveying basic self-care information in a way that would sort of bypass people's resistance. A lot of people, as bad as we feel, we're very often married to our habits, even if they're bad habits, and we don't like being lectured to. I learned that after 20 years of practice. People don't like being lectured to. So I looked for a way of disseminating this basic information in a way that people would allow in. And one of the best ways people learn is with stories.
Uh-huh.
Somebody once said that the shortest distance between a human being and the truth is a story.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to weave the lessons that I wanted to teach the reader into a story. And I've been a fan of books like The Celestine Prophecy and Way of the Peaceful Warrior for decades. They came out about 20, 25 years ago. So I decided to model my book after those books. But instead of the lessons being metaphysical, the lessons in my book are physical and very, very easily applied.
Okay. Wow. That sounds so wonderful. And hearing you talk about stories takes me back to, I know you were in Quantum Leap at Radio TV Interview Report, as was I.
Yes.
And that was one of the things that I remember Steve Harrison always talked about, to put your message into a story, and people do remember that. It's such a good thing to remind people.
They do, especially if the protagonist is an every person that people can see themselves in.
Yes.
And I designed my protagonist to be somebody that most of us can relate to.
Well, I'm sure that's the plan.
It is.
Now, let's go back, and we were talking about the seven habits of the world's longest living people.
Right.
We left off at number four, the active life. What would be the fifth habit we should try to cultivate?
Well, in our society, the habit that they'd need to develop would be to find a way to manage their stress.
Okay.
Back when we were cave people, our stress was a very different sort of stress. The fight or flight response is an old stress response that was very protective. It allowed us to, in the face of an enemy or a wild animal, fight the thing or run like hell. And basically those are adrenal hormones that get stirred up under stress.
Uh-huh.
But the kind of stress that we face anymore is chronic. we have long-standing worries. We have jobs that don't agree with us. We get into traffic every day. In other words, we've got these stress hormones floating around our body for the hours and days and weeks and months at a time. And when they do that, it's very debilitating. There have been over 100 studies conducted that show that repeated exposure to stress and the hormones it triggers will cause a variety of health problems. It's too long to even go into, and would not only be a problem for short-range health, but would lead to degenerative conditions and a shortened lifespan. So managing stress would be number five.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, now here's one of people have a hard time getting their brains around sometimes, mm-hmm. and that is that we need to synchronize ourselves with the rhythm of our planet. We live mm-hmm. on a planet that rotates on its axis every 24 hours,
uh-huh.
which creates alternating cycles of light and dark.
Uh-huh.
We evolved as what are known as diurnal creatures, not nocturnal creatures. So human beings are designed to be active during the day
uh-huh.
and inactive at night.
Right.
And at night, when we're inactive during the dark hours, our body is supposed to be able to use that time
mm-hmm.
to channel its energy inward to do repair and maintenance. When we don't give ourselves enough downtime at night, and most people do not get enough sleep, when we don't give ourselves enough downtime, we degenerate much, much quicker.
Oh.
So whereas the human body may be designed to last 100 years, most of us are ending up on the junk pile at about 75 to 80.
Right.
So
how many hours a night should we try to sleep?
Well, it varies from person to person, and also... Uh-huh. Interestingly enough, by the time of the year. It's between 8 and 10 hours for the average human requirement for sleep. And most people get 7 if they're lucky. Uh-huh. And then what we have to keep in mind is that June 21st has 4.5 more hours of daylight than December 21st.
Right.
So human beings are designed to have a semi-hibernation in the winter where we're getting more sleep. I'm sure uh-huh. you've noticed that it's much harder to get out of bed on a dark winter morning
oh, yeah.
than it is on a summer morning when the room is flooded with light.
Uh-huh.
And that's because the human body knows when there's less light, there should be more downtime, and we take advantage of all that downtime by channeling energy inward for repair and maintenance. And if we're not getting enough of it, then we age much faster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something I hadn't thought about.
Okay. Few people do, actually. And these are all lessons that I wove into my book, The Way Back, and I deliver them in a way that I think they're commonsensical. Well, when the protagonist comes to all these lessons and learns all these lessons, and the reader is like a little bird on their shoulder following
uh-huh.
along,
they
see just how much sense all of these things make.
Uh-huh.
The seventh thing, you want me to talk about that?
Yes, I do.
The seventh and final thing is something that it's really sad, but most people as they get older do not remain engaged in the world. My mom was an example of this. She just sort of retreated inward. She spent a lot of time at home.
Right.
She didn't have a lot of friends. But one of the secrets of living a long time is to remain engaged. What they found is that people who live in cultures on Earth that honor and respect their elders and keep those older people involved in the daily, you know, workings of things, those elders tend to live a lot longer. When a person's feeling that they matter, when they're feeling that they are valued, that's a real tonic. That's a health tonic. And in our culture, we just don't do that. So people are basically thrown onto the trash heap early, when they end up in a nursing home or some sort of a situation where we stuff them out of sight, and they just wither away. And that's something that's. As a culture, we need to take a real good look at that.
Right. That's a theme for our show today, because in our earlier interview, we talked about ways, suggestions for building friendships and making friends, creating new energy, and as you said, engaging and staying active. Get an animal, go to church. Get out, go to the fitness.
People who have animals live longer, generally speaking, too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I believe that, because we just got a dog, and now I'm out walking her twice a day, and it's good for her, and it's wonderful for me. Sam, it has been wonderful having you on the show. I hope eventually I can entice you to be a success coach at Successimo, because you've got all those wonderful audios to share, and we'd love to share those with our subscribers. I do hope you will come back on the show. We look forward to having you back. And
January, it's been my pleasure.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And again, I want people to know that the book, The Way Back, you can get that at Sam's website, www.rosenutrition.com, and also www.thewayback.com. Wonderful book, wonderful website. And Sam, I can't begin to thank you for sharing your nutritional wisdom with my listeners today.
Thank you, January. It's been fun.
Oh, thank you. It's been a wonderful day, and I've enjoyed having William DeBrow share his dream book and also having Sam Rose sharing The Way Back. Now, tune in every Tuesday and Wednesday at 12 noon. My guest for tomorrow's show will be Stephanie Hale, and she is Skyping in all the way from England, and her topic is going to be millionaire authors. So if you're an author and would like to become a millionaire, that's probably the show to listen to. I'm looking forward to presenting Stephanie. She will amaze, amuse, and she will astonish you. You know, all of my shows are on at 12 noon Eastern Standard Live, but you can catch all of these interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7, anytime. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with Blog Talk. All your comments are wanted and needed, and they are welcome. If you're interested in checking out Successimo program, go to our website, www.successimo.com, SUCCESSIMO.com. Look it over, and you can sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can help them raise funds without asking for money. It's a positively brilliant plan, and it's so easy to implement. So for now, my dear listeners, I would like you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.